Welcome to the Call It In podcast for women seeking more depth and more meaning in their life, more happiness, more healthiness, more peacefulness, more abundance, and more overall fulfillment. Each episode provides practical, actionable steps in mindset, soul set, and heart set living for seekers on a mission to call more into their lives. Join us for a new episode every Wednesday as we call it in with Dar.
Animal habits, symbolism, mythology, and folklore is a fun topic to explore. That is why I enjoy doing these episodes on how each animal is viewed in various cultures around the world and what their habits are. What animal looks like it is wearing a mask and washes its food? The raccoon, of course. That was easy. But they don't wash their food. They actually use water to remove unwanted parts of a plant before eating it. Raccoons have become notorious in urban areas for consuming food waste. They possess impressive problem-solving abilities and can break into the most secure waste bins, which has earned them the nickname of Trash Panda in many areas. Overall, the raccoon symbolizes cleverness, dexterity, inquisitiveness, trickery, courage, disguise, nimbleness, resourcefulness, stealth, mystery, and secrecy. A large portion of a raccoon's brain is devoted to the sense of touch and mainly processing what their front paws come in contact with. Like humans, they have five fingers, but humans rely more on their sense of vision to process information. Raccoons do not have an opposing thumb, but they can grab things and open containers. Their hands are said to be four times more sensitive than ours. While the raccoon is native to North America, they have found their way to Europe, the Middle East, Central and East Asia, exploited for their fur, and in the pet trade. Many raccoons manage to escape captivity, reproduce, and thrive. When we look in the world, the name given to this animal always translates as washing with hands, or washing dog, or washing bear. Perhaps it is their black mask or their habit of stealing from garbage cans that have given the raccoon the reputation of a trickster. But the raccoon is a classic trickster in Native American folklore. It has also been known to symbolize adaptability. You could drop them off in a foreign country, which is exactly what happened when Europeans brought them overseas to be hunted, and they could find their way around. The practical raccoon is extremely resourceful and will work with whatever conditions are at hand, using imagination and creativity to survive. Every Native American tribe seems to have their own set of customs and beliefs. But for many tribes, the raccoon is a sacred animal who is also a trickster. So there are many stories about the raccoon that can be found. The Natchez people from an area in Mississippi tell of a giant cedar tree that is similar to a tree of life in other cultures. This tree connects the three worlds, the world of spirits, the world of people or earth, and the world of the underworld. The raccoon is part of earth, having a special kinship with people. For the Choctaw people around Alabama, Florida, and Louisiana, the raccoon has both been a mischief maker and a teacher. The Abenaki people have a similar belief and a story of how the raccoon got his mask. After causing trouble between two old friends, the creator came down and punished the raccoon for his trickery with those two friends, using a fire stick to blacken both eyes. The Sioux of the Midwestern U.S. Plains have several stories of the raccoon as a trickster. In Winnebago legends, the raccoon is known as a shapeshifter, shifting into a fish and back, making him both a forest and a water spirit. The raccoon did not live in Japan until the 20th century, when they were imported as pets, but they have an animal that looks similar to the raccoon, but is actually related to the fox. It is called a taku, and is portrayed as mischievous and a shapeshifter, similar to the American raccoon. Another animal that resembles a raccoon is the red panda of China, that is actually its own species, not at all related to the raccoon. Overall, raccoon medicine inspires introspection and embracing one's authentic self. It encompasses wisdom, adaptability, and playfulness. So call the raccoon spirit into your life. Call in the raccoon. Call it in with Dar.
Have you ever been so joyful and elated that you buzzed with excitement? That is exactly what you'll experience with Dar's new flight deck of Oracle cards. Each of the 48 cards includes an original, hand-drawn pen and ink bird illustration, an inspiring mantra, soul guidance adjectives, insightful numerology, high vibrational energy, color therapy, and channeled light codes from the archangels. Find out more at darsdivineconnections.com/cards. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Call It In with Dar. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave a review. And don't forget to check out the show notes page for special offers and more information at callitinpodcast.com.